We often talk about work to improve the number of blind and partially sighted people in employment, and technology often comes up as one of the levelers, which can, as you say, really level that playing field. But what about training to use that technology in the first place? Is that lacking? Is there enough support with the technology? Well, an all-party parliamentary group has been looking into this, and Thomas Pocklington Trust have submitted to the research. Martin Sigsworth is with us from TPT.
Thanks for having me, Alan. Nice to be back again. This was commissioned by the All Party Parliamentary Group, and it was looking at the role that assistive tech plays in lowering the employment gap faced by disabled people, but also looking at some of the challenges that disabled people face when using assistive tech in the workplace. It was looking to inform UK government policy. There's a lot of assistive technology which is out there which can level the playing field for blind and partially sighted people when they enter the workplace, but people aren't always aware what assistive tech is out there and how that could help them. And then furthermore to that, it's being able to use it, and particularly being able to use it in a work context. Now, you know, in certain situations where somebody's going into a role, they might be really up to speed with assistive tech and how it works and how it needs to be set up. And that can be a really smooth process for an individual starting a job. However, if they're going into an employer where this is their first experience of using assistive tech with their systems, then it can be a real minefield for individuals and add to what's already quite a kind of nerve-wracking experience when you're starting a new job, that you're then having to be the expert in how to set up your assistive tech and how to use it. And if you haven't got that experience and you haven't got them skills, then you're quickly going to struggle once you enter the workplace.
So you really need legislation from the government that can perhaps help to address this, or make it that people get training a lot earlier, whether that's perhaps joined up with the careers service or indeed access to work. Because again, you know, access to work is there to help provide and cover the cost of things like assistive technology, but it's still not very well known as well. So that probably still needs a lot more promotion from the government as well.
Absolutely. You know, to a certain extent, there is legislation which needs to be made. And one of the recommendations which come out of the Policy Connect and APPG report was that any government-funded employment schemes or employment programs will have an element of assistive tech training and advice and information for disabled candidates. So if we look at some of the recent government announcements and the programs which have been launched, such as Restart, if the recommendations of this report were to be implemented, any provider that was providing one of those programs would be providing assistive technology advice and training to any job seekers that they were helping, which would be a real, real big step forward for individuals.
Did it also look at access to work and making that known to employers of all sizes? Because that can also make a huge difference.
Yeah, so this also did look at access to work, and it was also looking at how access to work could work better for individuals. Now, we do know that traditionally access to work has been known as the biggest secret in the UK. And that is starting to change. Employers are much more aware now, particularly your larger employers, of the support which they can get through access to work. But for smaller and medium-sized organisations, they're still not aware, and they're particularly not aware of how to navigate the process of applying for support and getting claims back. So this report also highlighted the, you know, issues that disabled people have navigating that, and calling for that to be made easier as well. One of the things that Access to Work are looking for, which TPT welcome, is they're now looking at launching a passport for students that have gone through DSA. So once they come to the end of their university degree or qualification, there will be a passport which is set up, which highlights the technology which they were using through their studies, and that will go with them when they make an access to work application once they get paid work afterwards, which is a really positive move, because, you know, it really links up the support which an individual got while they're at university or college moving into the workplace. So we're really looking forward to seeing how that pilot works, which is starting in September.
Martin, this is a very wide-ranging report. It's an interesting report as well. So if people would like to find out more about it, or indeed the services from Thomas Pocklington Trust, what's the best way to do that?
So yeah, if you want to find out more about TPT and the employment services that we offer, then please visit our website, which is www.pocklington-trust.org.uk. You can also drop the employment team an email, which is employment@pocklington-trust.org.uk. And for further information on the report, I'd recommend people checking out Policy Connect, who pulled this report together. They have a lot of information on their website.
Martin, it's an interesting report. Let's hope much more comes from this. Thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.